You were never taught how to define what your own success is, and you were never taught how to discover what your dream career is. And you were never probably taught how to create a strategy for job search. Also, at the same time, we inherit beliefs from our family and friends. There are the societal pressures of what we should be doing in our career and what success should look like. So the reality is that most of us don't really know what we want. Welcome to the Career Diet Podcast, hosted by me, Anna Baleva, a world-recognized career coach and LinkedIn learning instructor who's helped thousands of professionals discover and land their dream career. This podcast is for ambitious professionals like you, looking to create a career that supports your personal goals, growth, and lifestyle, not the one that requires you to sacrifice them. My mission is to help you see the power you hold in your career and help you become the star candidate every employer is searching for. Think of this podcast as a personal career strategist in your pocket and leave it up to me to provide you with the tools, tips, and resources you need to make job search fun and turn your dream career into your reality. Thank you for tuning in today. Can't wait to see how your career and life shift. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Career Diet Podcast. Today's episode is juicy, so let's dive right in. Chances are, if you're here with me today, you are at a crossroad. Maybe you know that you want to leave your current role, your current company, your current manager, or maybe you're someone who does kind of like your job and your company and your manager, but you know that something is missing. And maybe you know that you are meant for more. Either way, you are in a position where you have to make a decision. Do I stay where I'm at and just let it all play out the way it plays out? Or do I create a game plan? Do I come up with a strategy to get to that next level that I know I'm craving? Do I take proactive steps to reclaim control over my career journey? In this episode, I'm breaking down a strategy that I myself used, as well as hundreds of my students, to create our own dream career path. It can look like moving into a different function, different industry, even a different country, without having to sacrifice your pay or your lifestyle. So listen on if you're ready to embark on this same journey. As I was preparing the first episodes of this podcast, I was spending a lot of time reflecting on my own journey. And what I have realized and the theme that really kept coming up was, what got you here won't get you there. Because I was reflecting at what got me my first big job versus what got me my first six-figure job. And it's not the same. Yes, I have used similar strategies, but they had to be next level. Similarly, what I based my career choices when I was in my 20s is different now that I am in my 30s. Can you see where I'm going with this? I'm sure if you reflect back to where you were starting in your career to where you're at now, you realize I do have a different mindset. I do work differently. I do approach how I speak with people differently. The point that I'm trying to make here is if you want to set yourself up for success in your career, the biggest mistake you can make is to rely on what has worked for you before and make choices based on what you wanted when you first started your career. And this can look like playing the numbers game, meaning going for as many applications as possible, trying to get as many interviews as possible without a game plan and or a clear goal of what you actually are after. And this typically leads to you being back to square one after you land the job, and you maybe tell everyone in your life how excited you are about this new opportunity, but deep down, you know, it's a little bit better, it's a little bit more money, but I'm not super duper excited about it, it's just a little bit better. And you realize a few months in, well, I'm back to where I started. I'm not as fulfilled as I would want to be. I'm not making as much impact as I would love to be making. And I'm not making as much money as I actually believe I deserve to be making. So once again, if you are unhappy where you are in your career, doing what you have done before in terms of how you approach job search just won't resolve the problem. Because again, you've grown, you've changed compared to the last time you job searched, even if it has been only a couple of years. So you need that next level strategy now that you want to go to the next level. Now, I have been on every single side of the recruitment process. I myself was a frustrated job seeker, and I was someone who was figuring out what my dream path looks like. And I have been in a position where I got my dream job, and then a few months in, I realized now I'm stressed out, I'm anxious. This is not the dream. I also was in interviews and roles for opportunities that I didn't even know existed. And for me, that was recruitment sales. But once I got into the industry and I got into the role, I realized that this is everything. It's giving me what I'm looking for in terms of fulfillment and impact and money. I have also recruited for hundreds of roles with the top employers in the country. So I very much firsthand know what really happens behind the scenes, how employers hire, how employers think, how recruiters think, how the hiring managers think. So I really understand what the recruitment process looks like from the employer's perspective. And finally, I, as a career coach, have helped hundreds of people land their dream roles, and I have taught them how to go through this process. So I very much know this dream career journey from every single angle. I was in it myself. I helped, have been helping people go through this journey. And again, I know the inside out of the recruitment process. So my friend, you are very much in the right place today. If you want to go to that next level in your career, if you want a dream opportunity, because I know what it takes to set you up for that dream career trajectory. Now, before we dive into it, I do want to say that you probably don't have the full picture when it comes to discovering what your dream career is and making it your reality. It's not your fault. You probably don't have the full picture when it comes to discovering what your dream career is and making it your reality. And it's not your fault because you're never taught how to define what your own success is, and you're never taught how to discover what your dream career is. And you were never probably taught how to create a strategy for job search. Also, at the same time, we inherit beliefs from our family and friends. There are the societal pressures of what we should be doing in our career and what success should look like. So the reality is that most of us don't really know what we want. In fact, both myself and my team talk to you guys a lot, talk to job seekers, and we love to ask you, what would that ideal scenario look like for you? What are you dreaming about? And it's really interesting. Most people don't really know how to answer this question. They would instead start telling us about what they have done already and maybe certain things that they're lacking, but they can't really describe what is it that they really want. But again, you were just never taught how to do it. So no wonder most of us have no clue how to build our dream career until now, because today I'm going to break down what I teach in my job searching program, The Star Candidate, to show you what you really truly need to do to create your dream career. So if you're ready for it, let's jump into it. And you're going to need a pen and paper for this, and there will be action items. You probably already know that I'm big on taking action. Are you ready for it? Let's jump into it. Step number one is fuel. So let's talk about some of the common beliefs that I have heard from job seekers, and to be honest, have had myself as well. One of the very popular ones is, well, who am I to ask this VP or this director or this C-level executive to have a coffee chat with me? Or maybe it's something like, well, I'm crazy for wanting to make a drastic change in my career because now I'm 30, 35, 45, and I have kids and a mortgage. This is a crazy idea. So if some of these thoughts are familiar to you, I want you to pause here for a second and think about whose voices you're hearing when I said that. Is it your voice? Is it your friends? Is it your family? Either way, I want for you to know that those thoughts, those beliefs that you have are false. Worse than that, these false beliefs is exactly what's stopping you, what's preventing you from going after your dream career. Because if you believe, well, who am I to ask this big executive to talk to me? It means that you're believing, well, I'm not good enough. I'm not senior enough. I'm not experienced enough. I'm not insert enough to do this. And if you believe that, it will be your reality. If you believe that, that's what you project. That's what you communicate through your body language, through the way you show up. So it's either you're not taking action at all that you know you need to take to go to that next level, or you take action, but you what you project is this self-doubt that I'm not enough, or that it's not actually going to happen. And that's how you show up. And that's why you're not going to that next level. Now, I want for you to know that these types of beliefs that are really preventing us from going forward are completely normal. I've talked about this before, but not on the podcast yet. So let's talk about it. The reality is, and when I learned this, this really just blew my mind and really changed my life completely. So the reality is, it is your brain's job to offer you these types of beliefs. Because your brain's job is to keep you safe. Your brain's job is not to help you go to the next level. Your brain's job is to keep you where you are. Because where you are for your brain is safety. You have a roof over your head. You have food on the table. That's all your brain wants. You're safe. You're good. Once we step outside of our comfort zone, outside of where we're at, and go for that next level, who knows what's going to happen? That's what your brain is wired to do. Maybe a lion is going to attack you, right? That's your ancient brain trying to keep you safe. So your brain will always offer you these unhelpful thoughts, because when you have those thoughts, what you do is stay where you are. And that's exactly, again, what your brain wants for you to do. So it's completely normal to have thoughts that are unhelpful thoughts. As you repeat the same thoughts, they become your beliefs and they're harder to work through. So the more you have these thoughts, the more you have these beliefs, the more you stay stuck. So as the very, very first step in you going after your dream career, going to that next level, is you need to get very mindful of these sneaky self-sabotaging thoughts and work through them. Rework them into the thoughts that are helpful. And in my coaching program, The Star Candidate, I always give my students, and that's what we always start with. Before we touch anything that has to do with traditional idea of job search, that's where we start. We identify those unhelpful thoughts and we reframe that. And I give them tools and support so that in every scenario, they know how to reframe and work through those thoughts. So now that we've talked about this first step and we talked about fueling your mindset and your self-confidence, I have an action item for you. And that is, this week, I want for you to get very mindful of the thoughts that you're thinking right now, probably without realizing, about your future, about your career, and about your next steps. And again, the self-awareness is the very first step. So all I want for you to do is notice them and write them down. This is the very first step, but you're already setting yourself up for success as you're starting to identify these unhelpful thoughts. All right, let's talk about step number two, and that is define. Now, let me ask you a question here. When was the last time you asked yourself what success looks like to you? Was it last week? Last month? Or maybe you're a part of the majority of people who never even thought about it. So my students probably thought about this in the last couple of weeks, because this is one of the very first exercises that we work on together, is identifying what success looks like to them. But the reality is, most people never think about it. And chances are that you probably have some kind of intuitive idea of what success looks like to you. And chances are, it probably looks like good money, prestigious title, good big name brand company, or maybe it looks like a cool startup. And the reason I'm asking you this is I want to share a story. I was 27 and I was interviewing with P&G, so Procter & Gamble. And I felt like this was the role. I felt like that was the path for me, because big brand, well-known brand, the money, the title, and I really, really wanted that job. And I went all out. I had people on the inside helping me and giving me tips, even prepping me for interviews. I'm not exaggerating. I did multiple mock interviews with people on the inside. I did so much prep, and my skills were that I was bringing into that role were really matching with what they were looking for. I really felt good going through this process, and I went all the way to the end and I didn't get the job. And when I was rejected, I really thought I would get the job. I got rejected and I was, as you can imagine, devastated. And I was crying and I called my mom, as someone does. And I don't even think I told her that I was going through this process. I called her to tell her this is what has been going on. I really wanted this job. I went all out and I didn't get it. And it's been now weeks that I've been going through this process and I was so set on it and it didn't work out. And she listened to me and she asked me, well, I am actually surprised that you wanted to work for Procter & Gamble. And I said, well, why are you surprised? I'm like, well, they have, you know, this amazing training program. They set you up for success. There is a path for progression. They're such an amazing brand. They're very well known. And, you know, when you come from Procter & Gamble, everyone knows that, you know, you have this training under your belt. And I was like, this is it, mom. Like, I really wanted this. And she goes, I just don't see you at Procter & Gamble. I don't see you as someone who is selling laundry detergent or soap or diapers. And this stopped me in my tracks, because up until that point, all I was thinking about was prestige and money and reputation and growth. And I never stopped to ask myself, wait a second. What is it that I want? All of these things is what the society and the school and my family told me is what I should be aiming for. But I never asked myself, what is it that I want? Is this role, is this company actually a fit? And then I took this conversation further, because again, I was just so stunned. And I remember talking to a friend of mine about it. And we had a very similar conversation, and she added actually to what my mom said. And she says, well, you know what? Everything that you were describing that you liked about this opportunity, like the growth, the brand, the training, the progression. And she goes, you know, there are a lot of companies that offer that, but you also get to do what you like and work with the products that you're actually excited about. So I want for you to think about how much your life has changed since you started your career. Maybe you live in a different city now. Maybe you prefer to work from home now. Maybe you have family now. Maybe you have kids now. Maybe you just have different priorities in life. I bet it has changed a lot. With that, do you want the same thing right now as you did when you started? And there's really no right or wrong when it comes to defining your dream career. In fact, I tell my students that there are probably multiple versions of your dream career, and you don't have to fulfill them all. You just need to find one of them and make that one option your reality. But what matters is you actually pausing before you job search, you actually pausing and reflecting on, what is it that I want? What is it that's important to me? What is it that I want for the next 3, 5, 10 years of my life to look like? With my students in my job searching program, the STAR candidates, we build what I call the dream job prototype, where we first look at what the ideal dream version of your life looks like, and then what kind of career is going to support that. Not the other way around, because I find that most people do it the other way around. So we start with your life, and then what kind of career will support that? What skills do you bring? What skills you actually enjoy using? What are your strengths? What are your values? What are your priorities? What is, again, your vision for the next few years of your life? So we take all that and we build a prototype of your dream career. And when they go through this process, something that one of my students told me recently, Irina, was, wow, I knew we were going to do clarity. I know that was a big part of my job searching process. But she said, I didn't realize it was going to be this clear. And that's what I wish for you as well, my friend. Now, my action item for you here is, this week, I want for you to start noticing and thinking about, what is it that you want? What is it that's important to you? And I want for you to also get mindful of, when you think about what is it that you want, get mindful of, is this what I want, or is this an idea that I got from my boss, my coworker, my family, the media, or is it what I truly want? So we're continuing on with this theme. First, we talked about being mindful of those unhelpful thoughts, and now be mindful of what's important to you, what is it that you actually want, and where did that thought initially came from? All right, let's talk about step number three, market. So now that you know that we start with confidence, then we get into clarity. And now that you know that, okay, this is what my dream job looks like, and I know that I have what it takes to get it, you actually now have to go out and land it. Again, this is where a lot of people get stuck, kind of in the past. They get stuck in how they have landed their current or previous jobs. And for a lot of people, it did look like applying for a job online, going for an interview and getting the job. But remember what we talked about earlier, what got you here won't get you there. So once again, your resume is not enough to do the selling for you if you want to go to the next level. We are no longer at a stage where having the skills for the job is enough to get the job. I've talked about this in some of the earlier episodes, where when I used to hire, we would have a candidate who is a perfect match for the role. They did the exact same job with a competitor. Maybe they worked with the same technology, same clients. Sounds like a perfect fit. And they wouldn't get the job. They wouldn't even pass the first round because they had no clue how to sell those skills, how to market those skills and what they have done for the employer. And candidates that were not a perfect fit did a much better job, and they would be the ones to get the job. And if you're going for any sort of change, so location, seniority level, function, industry, if you want to change anything in what you're doing already, the resume in itself is not enough, because I probably will do another episode on it, diving into this topic specifically, but the way recruiters are trained to look for candidates, the way the recruiters set the criteria for the ATS, so the applicant tracking system, is based on looking for a perfectly matching candidate. So if you're looking for any sort of change, you have to go beyond just the resume and just applying. So this looks like, number one, building a strong personal brand online on LinkedIn, and building a strong network inside of your target companies so that people who have the power to hire you know you and they advocate for you to get an interview and then to get hired. That's how you're going to go to that next level. So I will do another episode where we dive into this strategy of marketing yourself proactively to the employers. This is one of my favorite topics to talk about. If you've been in my world, you know that I love to talk about networking. But my action item with this step number three for you today is to look at the people that you know already. So that can be your former colleagues, your former manager, it can be friends, family, friends, just really looking around at people that you know already and finding at least one person that you know can be beneficial for you to talk to. So someone who is either maybe well-connected and can introduce you to people who have the power to hire you for that next level role, or someone who can teach you something. So maybe they know about that industry that you're looking into or that specific function, or maybe they also moved locations the way you want to make it happen, or you just did. So it's someone you can learn from and someone who you know already. So make it easy for yourself. Let's just start with someone that you know already. So that's my action item for you, is to think of this person and reach out to them this week. Set up a meeting and talk to them to learn from them. Okay, so we're going to build up that networking muscle together. All right, we are at our final stage, and that is land. Because now that you have the confidence, you have the clarity, you're proactively marketing yourself to employers, you're building your brand online, you're building a network, and that's how you're going to start landing interviews. Now, I always say that landing an interview is half the battle, because now you have to seal the deal. You need to show up as that star candidate. You need to get the offer. You need to negotiate the offer and get the best deal possible. I'm sure you're no stranger to job interviews, and you've probably done, what, dozens in your lifetime. But something that we need to all remember is that the way you show up in interviews when you are 22 versus when you are 42 is going to be different. Because as you grow in your career and as you go for more and more senior roles, the expectations from you, from the interview, are different. Because now, as an employer, we expect for you to show us what you've done in the past, to show us that you were a superstar at what you've done in the past, and to show us how what you've done is going to help us. And doing this in an interview is a skill. And it's a skill that you must master. And it's a skill that you have to perfect. It's not something that you just, you know, look up one evening and you're good to go. It's something that you get better at with practice. And yes, there are tools and strategies to get there, but it does come with practice. And here's what can happen when you master this skill. I had a student in my coaching program, the Star Candidate. Her name is Maddie. She is an Aussie living in Portugal. How cool is that? We actually get a lot of people who moved abroad from different parts of the world. They moved from Europe to North America, or from North America to Europe, or from Australia to Europe. All kinds of combinations. So she was an Aussie, or she is an Aussie living in Portugal. And she was really aiming a much higher level, senior level role than she was in the past. And she got a director of people operations role through the program. And she told me that she was the least experienced, the least senior person that they were interviewing, yet she was the one who got the job. She went through multiple rounds of interviews, and not only she got this role, she also got a 32K euros pay increase. This is an example of what's possible when you master the skill of connecting the dots for the employer. So it's looking at, what is it that I bring? What is it that I have done? What is it that they want? And then how do I show in each example that I share that what I have done is going to help them? This has been, learning this skill has been a game changer for my students, because it is how you're going to land ahead of someone who has more experience than you, because there's always going to be someone who has more experience than you. But again, the reality is very few people know how to sell their experience, how to sell what they've done. And this is where you're going to shine. Now, my action item for this step number four, my action item for you is to start collecting proof that you are a superstar, that you are that star candidate. So you're a superstar at what you've done in the past. It can be looking at, have I started any new initiatives? Maybe any new projects? Maybe I overachieved my targets. Maybe I keep getting amazing, just incredible feedback from my manager, from my clients. Start collecting your wins. Start collecting your proof. And I know that for some people, this process actually does take time. It is not something that we were taught to proactively collect as we go. So start, you know, step by step, start by looking at your current role and look for those big wins, look for those actually even small wins. So you want to look for proof that you're a superstar at what you have done in the past, so that when it comes to interviews, you already have this library of stories and examples with proof and numbers ready to go. Wow. I feel like we have covered a lot today, and I hope that this episode has given you something to think about and has given you some action items as well. And I would love to invite you to take a look at all the four stages that we talked about today to discover and land your dream job. So fuel, define, market, and land. And I want for you, on the scale from 1 to 10, rate where you are standing on each of those stages. So if your answer is not 10 out of 10 with how confident you are, how much clarity you have on what's next, how to market yourself for those next level roles, how to seal the deal for those next level opportunities, I have a free resource for you. It's a free masterclass where I dive into these four steps with resources and templates and tools even deeper. So head to the show notes. That's where you'll find a link to register. And I will see you in the next episode, my friend. If you found this episode helpful, I would be grateful if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really does help me put out more free resources just like this to support you on your journey. And if you aren't already following me on social media, you can find even more content to help you build your dream career. Follow me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and TikTok at The Career Diet, or head to my website, thecareerdiet.com. I am thrilled to have you here with me, and I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode.